Zuzarella's the threat. Scorched Earth joined by Zuzarella. Zuzarella takes the lead inside the 100. She's powering away, and Zuzarella won it from Larkspur Run. Literary Magnate through for third. Mac and Cheese four. There were some runs in this, then Queen of Dubai.
Yeah, she's pretty impressive, Zuzarella. She's undefeated, two from two, looking to make it three from three. Kiwi superstar Probabil is the main danger to Zaki, and there is another very exciting Kiwi who heads to Sydney in the Heritage Sword of State, all in the famous Lindsay colours, and it's great to have a chat to Brendan Lindsay this morning. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning.
This is a pretty exciting day for you to be sitting back and watching three of your best gallopers going around in Australia. Do you get nervous, or is it just pure excitement when you get to see these great horses, especially your Wondermare Probabil in action?
Oh, we get nervous all the time, and normally you can't sleep. You sort of go through the race about a million times in your mind, and what if this happens and that happens, and you get, and then of course you get up in the morning, and because the races are 2 hours later in Australia, it just seems to be like, oh my God, I've got to wait all day for this, which of course we did last week, and probably wasn't successful, and you know, the beer fridge has got a lock on it now, and it won't get opened up until this Saturday.
In any of those million times you went through the race in the last couple of days, did she knock off Zaki in any of them?
Oh, well, funny enough, I think she knocked it off every single time. look, he's a champion, and he's already proved that. And yeah, we're just lucky to be there. And you know, I'm pretty sure Zaki knows we're going to be in the race, but you know, whether we can beat him or not, who knows? But you know, that's the racing game, isn't it? And that's why you do it, because there's nothing guaranteed.
No, not at all. Who's your favourite horse? We've seen those black and gold checks around for a while, Brendan. Either of the horses running today or from yesteryear, who's the best or favourite horse you've had?
Oh, the most favourite horse we had was a horse called Jordan, and the reason for that was because, you know, she took us to Sydney, she took us to Melbourne, she took us to Brisbane. She only ever won one race. She was group placed seven times, and she, you know, ended up in the Broodmare paddock. Unfortunately, we lost her at the start of the year, and we buried her at Cambridge Stud. But you know, that's the horse that sort of we fell in love with, because you know, when you're racing and you have an opportunity to get on an aeroplane and, you know, go and race in Sydney, or to race, and as you say, she took it to Melbourne to she ran second to Tuesday Joy in the Wakefield, and yeah, you know, those are some exciting times, you know, and it's you know, you don't forget those moments, and you know, it was just the two of us, Joe and I, and you know, we didn't have many horses in those days, and it was really exciting.
Just today, tactically, what's the best opportunity for Probabil to knock off Zaki? What tactically, how do you go about it, do you think?
Well, I think that if we lead, I think we, you know, we'll jump on our sword. I think we've got to try and get behind Zaki and let him make the pace, and hopefully get on the outside of him. And probably the thing about Probabil, she actually is a real fighter, and she showed that in, you know, so many of her races. You know, when it comes down to a street fight, you know, she's the one you want in there. And in the last week, you know, she's back on the rails and had to come through the middle of them. She's never done that before, because you know, every time we've been to Australia in the past, we'd always had a visitor's draw, and you know, so we had to be wide. You know, it's the first time we'd actually drawn an alley, and it was like, oh, that's not much fun now. But I mean, you know, they'll be doing the same thing. I'm quite sure they'll be saying, you know, how are they going to ride their horse? And I think they'll muddle along a little bit in the race, and it'll come down to a bit of a dogfight. And I think that, I mean, it's with five of them, it's going to be hard to have an excuse, isn't it?
She's had a crack at the Cox Plate in previous years. Are you still heading in that direction, or will today tell you if she can't match it with Zaki, you might end up in an Empire Rose?
Today will tell us that. I'm absolutely sure of that. And, you know, if she goes well today, she'll go into the Caulfield Stakes. And once again, she's going to have to run 2,000 metres. Jamie's not 100% sure she's going to run the 2,000. So the Empire Rose is, you know, clearly there's an opportunity, but last year we were so disappointed with when it rained, and probably didn't get a fair go at them. I rung Jamie on the Sunday morning and I said, you've got 364 days to get this horse ready for next year. He goes, oh, thanks. thanks, mate.
Brendan, speaking of visitors' draws, Azuzarella's got the outside gate today, but she's got a picket fence next to her name, and depending on what happens today, Group 1 race, the 1,000 guineas, beckons.
Well, she, we paid a little bit of money for her, and, we knew that she was going good, but her first run, I mean, that was sensational. And, all of a sudden you start to get pretty excited, and then she wins again. And then you haven't quite gone to the bank and, ready to cash the check. But, all of a sudden you get really, really excited because you think, is she good enough to be in a Group 1? Yes. Is she good enough to win it? Well, on current form, she deserves a chance. And, Group 1 is what we all do it for. It's grim and exciting.
Speaking of big money, we saw Avantage, the world record, 4 million New Zealand. Now, I know you're a Cambridge stud, but would you ever consider selling Probabil? And what do you think she'd be worth?
You can speculate what she's worth, but no, she's not for sale. And I think that, the thing when you sell a horse, you either invest the money into the horse or into more horses, or maybe, you go and buy yourself a new house or something like that. But when you've got a horse like Probabil, which we just raced together, she's part of the family. It's sort of like selling one of your kids now. You can't say, well, you failed your school exams, off you go. I mean, they take you on the journey and, whether she comes out to be a broodmare or not, it doesn't, it's sort of, yes, you want it to be, but, you sort of fall in love with them because they just try so bloody hard, and they've got four legs and they run around and they give their best and, I couldn't sell her and, there wouldn't be enough money in the world that would, buy that dream off us.
Can you sell your kids? I've got two. One's dragging the chain a bit at the moment, Brendan.
Actually, I've got one of them is for sale. She texted me this morning and she said, she had a bit of a windfall. She sold her house and she texted me this morning and she said, Dad, do you think I should put $200,000 to win on Probabil today? I said, oh, God, here we go.
Wow. Oh, I like your family.
No, she's only having me on. But I've got four of them, and they certainly did go up in the scale of favourites at times.
Well, maybe you should tell her to back Sword of State instead, because gee, there's a big boom on this galloper. Looking forward to seeing the Son of Stitzel today. What do you think of the Heritage?
We were a little bit, he couldn't go to a trial because of the problem with the jockeys in Sydney. But look, he's got plenty of weight. But mind you, they all have. The other couple of, all the other favourites all drawn out with him. I think he'd be really hard to beat. I really do think he'd be hard to beat. I think you'll see a very good horse running around in Sydney today.
He's $6.50. What do you do after the Heritage today with him?
He'll go on to the Romany Compton, and then hopefully on to the Cornwall down at Flemington, which has been his main aim all the time. And if he could win a Group 1 in Australia in any campaign, he's won a Group 1 in New Zealand, but we could win a Group 1 in Australia with our horse. He's our next stallion, and, excitement just goes to a totally different level, with a horse like him. He's well-bred by Snook for all the other bits and pieces, so, and Acosta Mare. So, boy, would we love to be standing him at Cambridge Stud with a Group 1 next to his, Australian Group 1 next to his name. That's the dream.
Gee, could be a huge day for yourself and Joe. Best of luck, Brendan.
Hey, thanks very much for ringing, and it's a shame we can't get there, but I know that you Aussies have been doing pain as well with all the lockdowns and all the rest of it, but thanks for keeping racing going because it's been an absolute saviour for us watching Australian racing and to be part of it. So best of luck to everybody over there. Enjoy the grand finals.